now. Let's talk to Sam Westrup, counterterrorism expert. Thank you very much, Sam, for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So where should we start this conversation? I guess one of the things I'm interested in is whether or not this is going to urge British law enforcement to arm up more. Do you think that's so?
I suspect we'll see more armed police at key British sites, especially Parliament, any palaces, various institutions belonging to national security, I'm sure. But I don't think we're going to see a fundamental change in British police carrying arms. It's a long-held tradition in standard British policing that they are unarmed, and there's no appetite for guns on British streets.
Now, I heard I spoke to a woman half an hour ago who said that she and her peers, literally, if they're going to downtown London, now I subsequently had another caller take issue with this, but again, this was her experience, that they plan for who's going to be the human shield for which child if they're conducting themselves with children through the downtown area. And to me, just one person saying that is a huge indictment on the function of law enforcement and government in London particularly. Am I wrong?
So just to clarify, she was so worried about Islamic extremism that they discussed emergency procedure if something happens.
Let me be a little more specific. I had a caller who said, "Geez, back in the days of the Irish, the IRA, that things were way worse, and that this woman is full of it, and that we don't think that way, and most people are just thinking this is a madman that was escalated." But what she said, and I'm just going to report what she said, and it was somebody who lives in the Northern Ireland neighborhood, that prior to this attack, that when she and her peers go downtown, they first discuss who is going to be the human shield for which child should something go down. And just that fact to me is that somebody's feeling that way walking through a downtown area. A, it's an indictment of something, government law enforcement. And two, if enough people feel that way, businesses are going to flee downtown and there's going to be a problem.
Yes. Okay. So a number of points here. Firstly, this was the first, far be it for me to underplay the threat of Islamic extremism, as that's one of my key issues, is raising awareness about the threat we face. But this is the first mass casualty attack in London properly since 2007, the tube bombings. So this is not an everyday occurrence yet. I do worry that it will become an everyday occurrence. Second, Irish terrorism was appalling, and it killed thousands on both sides of the conflict. But the Irish, especially the IRA and the real IRA, they would plant bombs, usually in department stores or near government buildings, and they would call them in. They would cause a threat. Somehow, I find our current predicament worse. We face the complete anonymity, no warning. We face people turning their cars into weapons, using their kitchen knives to kill. There is something far more random, far more unstoppable, far more inevitable about the Islamist terror threat we now face. And although the lady who called in, I haven't heard of someone doing that before, and generally people go about London without thinking what okay. might happen, that will change, I'm sure, in years to come, and more people, I'm sure, will think like your caller.
And again, though, from, you know, humbly sitting here stateside, isn't that an abject indictment on something, either the government or the law enforcement?
It's an indictment on the state of the Muslim diaspora in Europe. It is what was once an integrating, moderate community has been hijacked totally by Islamist forces, both violent and nonviolent. You can take any borough in London and you'll find problematic mosques where they're teaching kids to hate Muslim minorities, to hate non-Muslims, to hate gays, to hate Jews, to hate the West, to justify terrorist acts. This is being taught to an entire generation of kids, and we're starting to see the results. Now, this man was in his 50s, and a number of reports, although this hasn't been confirmed, have said he's a convert. But regardless, you enter the Muslim world in Britain, in Europe, and even in parts of the U.S., and if you're not careful, you very easily end up listening to the wrong ideals. Radicalization is ingrained, it festers within so much of the Muslim community. This is an indictment, and Europe is terrified right now. You remember the Nice attack, I believe 84 dead in the Nice attack This is going to be a regular occurrence. And you know, you look at countries like Israel, where this happens once a week for the last few years. They know something about what this is like. Now, Europe has to face becoming in a similar situation to Israel, and America will have to start looking to what's going to happen on its own shores in a few years to come. Because although the American situation is less developed than Europe, it is in the future it will be just as bad.